Mikey, what's up? Welcome to Drew Garabo Live. How you doing, Mikey?
Hey, Drew. How you doing, man? I'm doing all right.
Good, bud.
So, I've been working with this one girl for, I don't want to say like 6 years now. Now I've been married for 11. I've been with her for about 15 now.
Okay.
We just clicked. We were very good friends. Like, I'm 35 and she's now like 27 now. But work life. It's more of like an emotional of like, we're really good friends. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, she does refer to me like that brother figure. We are very close. I'm pretty sure in the beginning of our at-work relationship, my wife probably was kind of threatened at the time, but we all became really good friends anyway, and she just kind of accepts the fact that we're just close friends. And I am a very loyal person, so, I mean, I'm not going to cheat on my wife or anything. I love her to death, so.
You already have, my friend. let me ask you this. You say you're about to pick up your wife. Is she in the car with you right now?
No, I'm about 5 minutes away from her. I mean, she's outside of her. She's by her job. If you want, we could give her a call.
Yeah, I mean, that'd be lovely if you wouldn't mind. I'd love to speak with her to see how she feels about all of this.
Yeah, that's fine. We could do that.
All right, hold on 1 second. I'll have you talk to Kayla, and we'll get her number and give her a shout. Jessica, what's happening? Your husband has a work wife. I say, Jessica, what's happening? Your husband has a work wife. Sounds great. Appreciate the phone call. What's up, Jim? How are you? Welcome to Drew Garabo Live.
Very good. How you doing, Drew?
Awesome, Jimmy. Thank you. You having a good Friday so far?
Better now.
Well, you're speaking to me. Excellent.
That's right.
So your wife has a work husband.
She has in the past. She probably does right now. But in the past, I have met him. I've met his wife. They've been to our home. I thought it was pretty funny. And I wasn't worried about it in the least.
Okay. How long have you been married?
31 years.
Okay. So when you get to that level, you're either going to trust your partner or you're not. There's very little that could
happen. It's a point of no return at that point.
You're all in, dude. Like, there's nothing happen that's going to make you go, oh, my God, I'm so worried that she's cheating on me.
That's right.
Yeah.
That being said, if I came home and said I had a work wife, that wouldn't go over well.
Oh, a little.
That's just the way it is.
Little I don't doble
think the
standard
trust is the same.
Yeah, yeah, I get that because we're pigs. We're men. Like, we shouldn't be trusted. Right. If we have a work wife, sure, we're having a platonic friendship and everything. We go out to lunch together, but we're probably thinking about nailing her 90% of the time.
Probably.
Yeah.
Girls can be just as scandalous, though.
Oh, they can, but they're just a little bit smarter about it, and they don't fall.
No, we're just dumber. We believe them. We're dumber.
Way dumber. Way, way dumber. Women can hopefully act accordingly. But, man, I hope it works out for you guys. I hope you stay happy, and I appreciate the phone call, my bro.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, and have a good day. All right. So, Kayla's wrangling up Mikey's wife right now on the other line. We're going to speak to her about Mikey's work wife and to see if there is indeed any jealousy or hopefully some cattiness that can entail there. Because that's what I want to hear. This is so excellent. Is this Mindy?
Indy, actually.
I'm sorry, Cindy?
I-N-D-Y, Indy, like Indiana Jones.
Oh, like Dr. Jones. All right.
Yeah.
then Indy, we have Mikey on the line right now, your husband, your home husband. We understand.
I'm about 2 minutes away.
All right. He's bearing down on you, just like Erica is bearing down on all of us.
Yeah, that's why I'm waiting.
So Mikey's got a work wife. How do you feel about that?
At first, yeah, I was threatened because she was this skinny little hot blonde chick I was a little threatened at first, but I got to know her, and she's actually really cool, and we're all just really good friends. She's just, like, a really, like, someone you can depend on, and, like, she's a really good best friend. She's a confidant, so I'm not threatened by her anymore at all.
But at first, and you sound like a super skinny hot girl, by the way, so I don't know why you'd be threatened by another super skinny hot girl. But I know how women can be, and sometimes you beat yourself up unnecessarily. You skip the gym a little bit. Maybe you hit the Pepperidge Farm Milano's a little too hard. And you look at this little hottie, little skinny hottie that your husband's going off to work with, and you think, man, what are they talking about in their cubicles all day, right?
Oh, Absolutely. Every time he talked about her, every time he called her, on Facebook, I was just like, I don't want to see pictures of her. I don't want to hear about her.
Yeah.
But when I actually got to meet her and talk to her, she's one of my good friends too. We're all really close. So I'm not threatened by at all. I have my husband trained. I got him wrapped around my finger. I'm not worried about it.
Sure you do. Sure you do.
Gio, a question for Mike and Indy.
Does he spend more time during the week with her or with you?
No, with me.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Doesn't work very much then, huh?
Now, Indy, I don't know if you know this or not, but this is Confession Friday, and Mikey originally called to confess to us that he frequently thinks about you, frequently thinks about her while he is banging you. How do you feel about that?
Oh, I think about you when he's doing me. So.
I was actually just kidding about his fantasy.
Well, mine's a little true, so it's okay.
She is a little jealous that you follow me on Instagram, or not Instagram, on Twitter, but you don't follow her.
Well, I'll follow her right now, and I'm going to unfollow and block you, Chump Chase.
See you, guy.
Man, this has been my favorite phone call. All right. You guys have been awesome. Just tweet at me, Indy, and I'll be more than happy to follow you. I seriously hope you guys have a great weekend, and we're going to hook you guys up with the One Man Breaking Bad show so you can enjoy a night out.
You can now be her work husband.
Wow, thank you.
Yeah, if you listen to me at work, Indy, then you and I kind of are work husband and work wife.
I'm okay with that.
Me too. I'll pick up some salmon on the way home. some of that Publix bourbon salmon that you love so much.
I'm so down with that. That's fine.
All right. We'll have a delicious dinner together, and good old Mikey can have his little skinny, hot little work wife or whatever. You and I have each other.
I just pulled up and she is freaking out that she is talking to you right now.
Well, that's great. I hope you guys have hot monkey love this weekend, and I definitely know that I'm going to play a part of it in her fantasies, if not yours, Mikey.
Oh, my God. Thank you.
Thank you guys so much. Have a great weekend, okay?
You too. Thank you.
Thanks, Mikey. I threw Mikey on hold, and I'm going to hang up on Indy. Mikey can collect the prize. Oh, that just worked out perfectly.
It's you, man.
You're glowing. I love knowing that I'm playing a part in someone's fantasies.
Hello, everybody. Thank you for staying with us on the Drew Garabo Live featured cut of the day. Here's a little hidden track for you. Bye.
So let's do a little shout out, you're sexy, shall we? There's a story about a third grader who shot a kid at school in Augusta, Georgia. Now, that's terrible. And once again, gun extremists on both sides use that to say we need more gun control, we need less gun control, we need more guns, we need less guns. I'm not interested in any of that. Not to talk about on the radio. We like to keep things funny here. So, shout out your sexy, place you hide your gun. 727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. What you'll do is you'll tell Kayla where you hide your gun. She will then put it up on the screen, and DJ Sergeant Honky will spit a little hot fire up on this MIC. For example,
Honky,
if the parents of this third grader who kept their gun hidden in the kitchen in a curio stand were to call up, it would go a little something like this. Check it. Sergeant Honky. Sergeant Honky and the parent calling in.
Honky.
Chicken pox. You know I'm steady itching. Yo, where's your sexy gun hiding spot?
My kitchen.
Something like that. Favorite character on Sopranos would have to be Furio. Where's your sexy gun hiding spot?
Curio.
That's how it goes. Now, while we wait for the lines to fill up, let's get rid of Julie because she's got a Yacht Rock question. Quickly, go ahead, Julie.
Drew, you've been teasing us with Yacht Rock all this time, and I absolutely love it. And I turned on my Sirius radio the other day, and there's a station called Yacht Rock, and I was just so sad that you didn't tell us about that, because it's amazing.
You mean you're sad that I didn't tell you about FM radio's competition, satellite radio, having a Yacht Rock channel? So we're on the same page here. That's what you're upset with me for, that I didn't direct you to our competition that you pay for, as opposed to the radio that you get for free right here?
Okay, I'm sorry, but you tease us with these lovely songs that I just want to hear the whole song.
Well, then go download the song on your own time and listen to it. But I'm not going to point people to our competition, and neither are you, lady.
All right.
Don't sound so defeated.
Love you, Drew.
No, you should be contrite. You should be kissing my ring and apologizing right now. You should be kowtowing. You shouldn't be upset with me. You should be so grateful that I'm showing you so much mercy by not excoriating you.
That's very true.
Thank
All
you.
Right.
But Thank she's here now. And we love her for that.
Yes, and I accept your apology, which you did not give me, and I hope you have a wonderful weekend.
You too, Drew. Love you.
Love you back, baby. All right, all right. Gotta get back into DJ Sergeant Honky mode.
Sergeant Honky.
Gonna go for a drive and drive real far. Dave, what's your sexy gun hot spot?
Cookie jar!
Yeah, you get the air horns. Yeah. Underneath your dress, you might let things slip. Rick, what's your sexy gun hot spot?
My right hip.
Oh, snap! Call him Mariah, because he's down to carry. Conceal and carry in the state of FLA. Gonna rock this mic until the break of day. 102.5, you know it rocks. Vanessa, what's your sexy gun hiding spot?
In my cigar box.
Oh. In that cigar box where you keep your weed. My best friend in third grade named Zahid. He was Pakistani and I was a Jew. His name's Zahid and my name Drew. Get out your gun, you just might shoot. Marcus, what's your sexy gun hiding spot?
In my boot.
Oh, yeah. Like Nancy Sinatra, those boots were made for walking, son.
Yeah.
I do these rhyme freestyle, no need to rehearse. Jonathan, what's your sexy gun hiding spot?
My man purse.
Yeah. You folks is knocking it out of the park.
Yeah.
Shout out your sexy spot where you hide your gun. Remix. Shout out to TM, he's my man, Dr. Doom. Matt, what's your sexy gun hiding spot?
I got one in every room.
Yeah, my man got an armory. Damn. He got one in the kitchen and one in the attic. Hip-hop rhymes, you know I'm a fanatic. Freestyling off the top of my dome. 6:15, well, it's time to go home. Then 4:20, it's time to get high. K, what's your sexy gun hiding spot?
Strapped to my thigh.
Oh, snap! Whoa! It's strapped to a thigh like a little pink garter. My mic, man, I rock, but I rock harder. Jimmy Carter, he got the brain cancer. And Elton John wrote Tiny Dancer. Oh, snap! A plug in a socket. Austin, what's your sexy gun hiding spot?
Tucked in the pocket!
Yeah! I like that.
Yeah!
Yeah! All right, all right. Yo, I looked in my toilet. I found some crap. James, what's your sexy gun hiding spot?
Oh, my ankle strap.
Yeah. Right, all right. I like these rhymes. I'm a fire spitter. Jay, what's your sexy gun hiding spot?
Kitty litter. Yeah.
Scooping up them clumps, son. All that pee-pee and poo-poo from your kitty cat.
Yeah.
You know it. Right, all right. I hope you find my rhymes dope, because they certainly ain't the whack. Mark, what's your sexy gun hiding spot?
My fanny pack.
Yeah. Right, all right. Right, right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. My man Yoda, he comes from the Tatooine land. Mike, what's your sexy gun hiding spot?
My waistband.
No, I screwed up because he's from Dagobah.
He's
I'm
from
sorry.
Dagobah.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Couldn't think of it. I said tap to win, but I meant Dagobah. Sorry to my mom and sorry to my pa. Lido vacation, you know it got canceled because of Tropical Storm Erica. Kind of sad, really. Oh, man, am I having a hard time? All right. Mind you, I think I got this. I don't drive. Nope. It's not going to work. Bible. What are you saying?
Idol.
Idol rhymes with Bible. I'm somewhat of a purist. That doesn't work for me.
Fible?
Okay. All right. Yeah. It's an American tale, and I'm playing Bible. Ryan, what's your sexy gun hiding spot?
A hollowed out Bible.
Somewhere out there, cats in America, rocking this rhyme with much hysterica. There are no cats in America.
leopard hysteria. 5-0 Mouskowitz, and you know you don't know what Drew Garabo spits. Somewhere out there beneath the pale moon sky.
Remix!
5-0 in the U.S. of A. Still rock the mic with no delay. My rhymes can be quite ethereal. Jerry, what's your sexy gun hiding spot?
A box of Kaboom cereal.
That's it. Walk off. Drops mic. Rhymes ethereal with cereal. Drops mic.
Target honky.
And walks away. Thank y'all.
All right. Nice job, Gio. Nice job, Kayla. Getting them on. That's how it's done, son. That is a clinic in the Shout Out Your Sexy.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.